Thank you for joining us today for Financially Fit, where you will learn how to build your money muscles by making small changes to get you in better financial shape. I'm Dina Isola, joined by my husband, business partner, and certified financial planner, Tony Isola, and we're looking forward to sharing insights from our fee-only fiduciary registered investment advisor firm, ATI Investment Consulting in Stony Brook. Our mission is to educate and empower you so that you can not only get stronger financially and make better decisions, but never be taken advantage of again. This show is for you, and we would love to hear what questions and concerns you have so we can help you best. So call us at 631-675-1420 or shoot us an email, Dina, D-I-N-A, at atiinvestment.com. And be sure to check out our website, atiinvestment.com, especially the blogs and radio tab, where you can access replays of Financially Fit and gain access to lots of other good resources. Okay, today we've got an emotional hot button topic because so many people ask us about college planning. In fact, this show was suggested to us by a listener. And, you know, imagine for a moment your child gets home from school and has put in a lot of work and has gotten good grades and has researched what institutions they want to study at, and lo and behold, that acceptance letter arrives and you're not prepared. You don't have the funds. And imagine that disappointment that you can't let them attain their dream. So today we're going to cover, it's like anything else, you need a plan. So we're going to cover this topic in two parts. Today we're going to deal with people new to saving for college who have young children. There are many different vehicles available to you, and it's important for you to understand these different options when you're saving for college. And then next week, we're going to cover what parents of teens need to know, because that is a really difficult area. You're talking about financial aid and how your finances are looked at by the schools and as they're awarding financial aid. So we're going to give you some really good tips so that student loan debt and high tuition fees don't really wreck your financial picture. But today we're going to start at the beginning, and there is a lot to learn, so be prepared to work hard.
Here we go. Come on, push it out. Here's the thing you got. Here's the thing you got. Here's the thing you got.
Yeah, well, I think the big problem with saving for college is people don't realize, you know, what an enormous expense it is. If you're going to buy a home, you take many years to prepare and think about it, and, you know, any big decision you usually make. And a lot of times people, it'll be the child will be in 10th grade or 11th grade, and that's when the parents start to think about this, how to finance this major expense. And it's very difficult when you give yourself 2 years to take care of such a huge undertaking.
If you have young children, you really don't need to put that much away every month because you have time on your side. You've heard us talk about the power of compounding and how time is the biggest grower of assets. So if you are listening and you have young children, now is the time to get started. And it really won't be crippling for you to put this money aside every month. Trust me, it will be if you wait until they're, you know, a few years out from starting school.
Yeah, and many people don't know the vehicles you could use to save for college. And one of the most efficient ones is something called a 529 plan. And that the name comes from, you know, a specific code, part of the tax code, but that's really not important. But basically, it's really almost kind of like a Roth IRA for college. Because what happens is you put money into the plan and it will grow tax-free. So whatever interest or dividends it earns, you don't have to pay capital gains. And then as long as you use it for the funds for an accredited college, there are no taxes taken out. And that's huge. These plans are very simple to set up. As a matter of fact, New York has a great plan, which we personally use. It's called NewYorkSaves.org, if you go onto the website. And, you know, you could start a plan for as little as a $25 initial contribution. So imagine doing this when your child is born or even a year or two before. I mean, I've run numbers for people, and if you decide to put in $200, say, a month, okay?
Basically a cell phone bill.
A cell phone bill or a cable bill.
Yeah.
And you get an interest return of investment of 7%. 7% over an 18-year period is certainly, you know, very doable, you know, with market history. That will grow to over $80,000 by the time the child is 18 years old, and would grow obviously to more if you put in $250 or started before your child was born. So the point being, this college doesn't have to be the enormous burden that it has become with regarding finances if you prepare, start early, and use the proper investment vehicle like a 529 plan, which you're saving enormous amounts of money on taxes.
And I just want to clarify, the New York plan that he's referring to is one that is not sold through sales professionals. It is one that you go directly to NewYorkSaves.org, and that's an important distinction. We're going to cover a little bit later on how fees are something obviously you need to watch out for, and the NewYorkSaves.org plan is a very good plan. We use it for our own sons.
And it's very easy to set up. The only thing is you have to have the child's social security number, and you have to be willing to make an initial contribution when you sign up that day. But as long as you have the routing number from your bank, you know, it's on your checks, with $25, you could start a great program for the future. And, you know, this plan is available to everybody. You know, there's no income limits. There's no restrictions. You don't have to go through a broker. You can simply go online, go to that website, and set it up.
What's unique about the 529 plan, aside from the fact that it grows without the effective taxes, is that the parent is the owner, and you would assign the child to be the beneficiary. And that's important because some people use uniform gift to minor accounts. And when the child turns 18, they have access to that money, and they could blow it on anything they want. So with the 529 plan, it's good because, first of all, the child is not the owner, so there is a bit of a check and balance in place. And secondly, it needs to be used for education. And it could be used for vocation. It doesn't have to be used for a university per se, but an accredited program. So if your child wants to become an electrician or a plumber or a chef, for example, any kind of training is going to require schooling, and this can be used toward that. If your child doesn't use all the money, you can change the beneficiary, which is a great thing. If you have another child that needs some of that money and one child doesn't use all the money in the account, guess what? You can change the beneficiary. You can go back to school. You could actually use the funds. So there is flexibility. Some people, I think, get nervous about 529 plans. Mm-hmm. There's some misinformation out there.
A lot of misinformation.
So we want to kind of dispel some of those myths.
Yeah, and speaking on that topic, another thing people will say to us is, oh, well, you know, what happens if they get a scholarship? Then what happens to the money? Well, first of all, you know, getting a full scholarship, you know, to a four-year university is about as likely as you winning the lottery. That's number one. So the probability of that is enormously low. Number two, the money could also be used for graduate school. And in this day and age, I would say the odds are that you're going to go to graduate school. If you're smart enough to win a scholarship to a four-year university, you're probably got a lot on the ball and probably going to continue your education. So that 529 money could then be applied to medical school, could be applied to law school. And again, even if the person wins the four-year scholarship and doesn't go to graduate school, that money can be passed on. The 529 money does not have to be taken out, because there is a penalty. If you take it out and don't use it for college, there's a 10% penalty on the earnings of that fund, plus whatever your tax rate is. But like I said before, the odds of no one, if you have a few children, the odds of and graduate school and the chances of you winning a full scholarship are very low. So I would say it is such a low probability event that this money would not be used for some form of higher education, that to think about, you know, having a plan and then not using the money and having to pay a penalty is kind of a ridiculous way to view this program.
Another thing that people aren't aware of, too, is just because you participate in the New York 529 plan, your child does not need to go to school in New York State or to a specific institution.
No.
We hear that question
a lot. No, it could be used anywhere.
So we hope you stick around, because when we come back, we're going to give you some ways that you can get started and get a handle on paying for college that's not going to break the bank. Don't forget to visit us at atiinvestment.com and friend us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We've got so much good information for you, so we hope that you're making use of those resources. Welcome back. I'm Dina Isola, and you are listening to Financially Fit. Today we're talking about financing college costs, and we want to point out how easy it can be to save for college costs, provided you get started early. So the sooner you start, the less you have to invest every month.
You know, you better not do your belt, you might cause a flower lash.
Yeah, so we want to help you cut the fat and put more of this money to work for you. So the first thing we want to tell you is that different plans, of course, cost different amounts.
Yes. And speaking about cutting the fat, there's probably no more fatty substance on earth than the investment world. There's enormous amounts of fat. You need one of those surgeons.
A lipo surgeon.
Yes. And any major brokerage firm, that would probably be the best thing, is to bring in someone to just eliminate that. But that being said, again, the biggest determinant of an investment return has been proven are what that investment costs. And this is a terrific thing, these 529 plans, because if you do have some knowledge and you have someone to guide you, the world is open for you to take advantage of low-cost investing. Like I said, New York has a tremendous plan. It's run by a company called Vanguard, which basically introduced the idea of low-cost investing. It's rated very high, and you have a lot of investment choices. But that being beside the point, the key thing, like anything else, is to be consistent and have good habits. So the most important thing is, once you choose that plan that you're going to do, is to consistently fund it every month and not waver. And then supplement it. Sometimes your child might have, you know, an event in their life, a communion, a bar mitzvah, or whatever it is. It would not be a bad idea to take maybe some of that gift money and add it into the 529 plan.
Absolutely.
And, you know, those little things like that, and just having that thought process like that, any type of, you know, little unexpected money comes into your hands here and there, could make a big difference when that child turns 18 years old, and the opportunities they have and what schools they may be able to choose from due to those extra funds.
For all young parents out there with very young children, you know, there's a temptation to think, oh, their first Christmas or their first birthday, their first holiday, that you have to have all these gifts out there for the child to open, and you want it to be this, you know, big, extravagant gift-a-thon. And the truth of the matter is, after opening about two presents, the child's bored, and you're much better off giving them a few little things to open up.
Or how about just giving them a box and letting them rip the paper off and they can sit in it, and they probably get a lot more enjoyment out of it anyway.
Empty boxes are good, Tupperware, you know, all those things. So the point is, you think that, you know, you need to make a big show of this momentous occasion, but the truth of the matter is, the child doesn't really have interest in toys or the gift. And the gift wrapping is just, you know, a temporary kind of a thing. So you could achieve that and put some money aside and encourage family members to do the same thing. They can go right on the website. They could print out like a gift coupon so they could make their gift that way. And there's, as a New York State resident, the reason why we're talking about the New York plan, it's no coincidence, we have New York listeners here, is that there's an added benefit when you make a contribution, which can save you money, further cutting the flab, you save money on your New York State income taxes.
Yes. If you make, you can write off up to $10,000 a year for a couple, $5,000 for each individual.
If that's
person.
What you give, if whatever what you give, up to
right.
Up to
but
10.
If you give $500, you can write off the $500. And again, every little bit counts. And in a high tax state like New York, which your you know your New York state tax could be 8% or even higher if you're wealthier, it means a lot over time. So that's another added benefit. Another thing you could do is you could actually hook up your credit card to the 529 account. There's a company called UPromise in which it's you would use your credit card, and for every purchase that you make, you would get at least 1% of that purchase that would be deposited directly into the child's 529 plan. And they offer special deals sometimes, and you know you might get 5% or even 10% on during certain programs,
in certain products,
exactly.
Sure.
And this is again, it's free money, and it's automatic. You don't have to think about it. And trust me, we use it over the past 10 or 12 years. It's probably put $3,000-$4,000 of contributions that just came from us being paid to use a credit card. So again, if you kind of have your handle on debt and the other things we've been talking about, they build on each other. And you could actually use your credit habits to help finance a college education.
Just pay it in full.
Exactly.
That's all we ask. Do
exactly.
not
exactly
you know, use the credit card as a charge card that's just basically,
that's
you
all.
Know, you know, giving you a 30-month right. interest-free loan and pay it off.
Right, and get the added bonus of free money towards college. But again, most people, that they offer these deals because they know most people will misuse it.
Yes. Make sure you set up an automatic investment plan so that money will come right out of your bank account, fund it automatically. You don't have to think about writing the check or remembering to write the check. All these little tiny steps, you put them all together, and you can really make some headway on saving for college.
Very true. Automation in finance is the key. Anytime you could automate your financial decisions, it does a number of things. One, it makes you consistent, and two, it takes the emotion out of things.
Okay, so it's time to find out what makes you sweat.
I wake up in a cold sweat.
Well, there's a lot of sweaty people out there, right? Thinking about college. I can't think of something that could make people sweat more financially than that decision. You know, when you might apply to a private university, and the bill, if when you everything inclusive, travel, you know, entertainment costs, you know, because there's a lot of other costs to college that people don't know about. You know, the bill could easily be $70,000 a year. That's $280,000 over 4 years. So yeah, so you know, if you're, you know, it's nice to wear those sweatshirts and all that stuff that you might get from those prestigious universities, but there is a tremendous cost.
Yes, and it's easy to feel like you can't keep up, and frankly, you can't, because college costs have been increasing on average, what, 6% a year?
Yes, maybe double the inflation rate.
Right. And we, you know, we've mentioned in previous shows that wages have kind of
stagnated,
stood still.
Basically, so, you know, the average middle class person is making the same salary that they made in 1980, which is pretty sad and, you know, explains a lot of the political turmoil we have in our country.
Right. So here's what you need to know. You obviously need to start while the child is young. That is a must. Start funding it straight away. Any gift money. Grandparents can contribute to these funds as well. And, you know, as we build on, you know, using things like UPromise, like we mentioned earlier, but also make sure you're looking at the costs, because, again, that will eat into your results.
Yes, we've even had clients who came to us and, you know, they said they had a 529 plan, and we were like, great, let us take a look at it. And, you know, when we got to take a look at it, every state has their own plan, and different investment firms provide the services for them. And there's a huge difference in cost between investment firms. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes we'll see our clients come in, and even though they're trying to do the right thing and save for college, they're paying, you know, 400 or 500% more than they need to, which could, you know, literally take a year off a college education when you compound this over an 18 or 20 year period. So it's very important that, you know, if you're living in New York and some, here's the tip I would say. If you're living in New York and someone suggests to you to use a 529 plan that's located outside of New York, your first question would be why and what are you going to get out of it? Because I would say 99.9% of the time the person is telling you this is because they are going to receive a much larger kickback or commission by you not using the more efficient New York plan.
And the good news is if you happen to own an expensive 529 plan, it can be rolled out of there mm-hmm. and put into a less expensive plan and get more of that money to work for you.
Right. But again, you're never going to know this if you don't do your homework.
And speaking of homework, it's time for your baby step.
I've come so far. Bob. I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Okay, this week we're reiterating NewYorkSaves.org, and we do not get anything from them, FYI. Again, all you need is your child's social security number, put in $25 a month. You can get started today. There's no reason why you shouldn't do that. Okay, but before you do that, just one tip. Do not miss out on funding your retirement first. You cannot finance that, so make sure you're you know, your financial house is in order when it comes to putting away for retirement.
And we'll talk about that in later shows.
Thanks for joining us today. Make sure to check out atiinvestment.com and look at the blogs and radio tab to listen to replays of our show and get access to our insights through our blogs. Until next week, have a great weekend. Baby, get up the stone on your leg.